tell all your friends.
Then I am the man to see it. Baby, I'm your handyman.
Our whole team serves as every Arizona homeowner's handyman. Been remodeling and building all across the great state of Arizona since 1974. It was about 15 minutes after I passed my driver's license test that I was actually at one of my high school teachers' homes taking a look at some remodeling work they wanted done. And I became the handyman for that particular high school's teaching staff. Thank goodness, because that was the only way I could ever graduate.
All right. Did you earn hands-on credit, I
guess.
Huh?
Oh, baby. Oh, man. That's how I worked my way through high school. It wasn't at night doing homework.
We need more kids like that, though. We need more helpers, more kids willing to work.
Oh, mercy. Well, one of the things we do during the week is take questions over the internet all week long and by the phone. And I would ask you homeowners to do me a favor. We have an entire staff at the office that are busy all week long. If you have a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin, you would do us a huge favor by calling the radio show on Saturday morning. And let me ask you the questions I've always got to get to the bottom of the issue to give you the right answer. 1-888-767-4348. And some of the questions that did come in this week.
We call this our red notebook list, okay? Yeah. So these are things that we didn't get to during the week. So hopefully if you send in a question you haven't heard the answer, you'll tune in and let us answer on air.
And I'm gonna kind of fall on the sword here and make a confession. That's really part of the dilemma between the internet, the telephone, the radio show, and trying to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. Rosie on the House has been completely overrun. Overrun. I mean, it's nonstop. Jennifer and I could literally sleep 2 hours a day and fall farther behind every single day.
So when we got an open line, please.
Trying to answer all these questions.
Well, here's a gentleman in Mesa wanted to know. He called in looking for someone to fix his doorbell. I told him I didn't think, repair it? Yeah. And I told him I didn't think it would be worth the hourly rate to get a doorbell fixed. They're so cheap now. Right? You could get like a Ring doorbell or something.
Well, he certainly should investigate some of the security camera doorbells that are available today. I can't imagine at today's acceptable hourly rate for someone that it would be any kind of return on investment to have a service technician show up to repair a doorbell.
Especially if there's some kind of electrical problem involved and then they'd just be on and on, right?
It could be really easy. The transformer could be unplugged. The transformer could be expired. Several very easy things. But even for an experienced technician to come up and show up, it's going to be $100, $125. I would encourage him to go online or visit with neighbors or get to an electronics company and see how simple and easy it is to install one of these security type doorbells before I spent a dime installing a conventional ding-donger.
And in the day and age.
It does exist. There are wireless doorbells. I've had one for many years. Yeah. It's real simple to set up. You know.
Yeah. Well, and the nice thing about the camera ones is with all the deliveries we're getting, everybody's ordering online and you get stuff, you know, it's a little protection there.
Yeah. There was somebody asking about the difference between Pebble Tech and plaster.
Yeah, somebody wanted to go ahead and get their pool done. And I will tell you, if you're thinking about getting your pool done, call a couple people and get started because they are really booked out. People are staying home and wanting those pools fixed up. But apparently, I talked to Barb at Post Arena Pools.
I talked to Matthew this week.
Did you? And so they said the gentleman's question was, what's better, plaster or Pebble Tech? And she said, without even taking a breath, Pebble Tech. She said, everybody.
Oh, really?
She said, there are very few people who actually do plaster anymore.
Interesting.
That has changed so much. The EPA has pulled so many products out of it that it's not the same product as it used to be. So,
ooh,
and not as good. So with the Pebble Tech, the nice thing is, you if you like that smooth look, they can take that Pebble Tech and make it look smooth. But it's a much longer lasting product, responds much better to an acid wash, much better, easier to clean, and longer lasting. So really, in her mind, there was no competition.
Very interesting.
Of course, it'd be a little more expensive, but it lasts much longer, too. With the plaster pools, you're really supposed to, every 10 years, you know, have them acid washed and all that. So,
Barb Postorino.
Thanks, Barb. Pool, yeah, she had to get back to me on that, and I appreciate her taking her time out of her day to help answer that question.
We also got a question about, does it help in the summer when I'm always getting hot water out of the cold tap? Does it help to insulate the pipes in my attic? And I'm sorry to tell you, it isn't going to help near as much as you would like to think it would, or that you would hope it would. It's 140, 150 plus degrees in that attic, and 1 inch of insulation isn't going to give you cool water at the tap. Okay, well, we got back. We've got Matt calling from Chandler, as well as our tip of the week. Holiday hot.